I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, this is the Magic Man, and you're watching my homeboy, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. What I am David Jacoby. No. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Jalen, we have an interesting development from the bubble. The 76ers, a team that many think could surprise us and end up in the NBA Finals out of the East, are retinkering their lineup a little bit and putting Ben Simmons at power forward. They'd had to deal with a lot of injuries, a lot of lineup shaking up through the season. What do you think about this development from Brett Brown and the Sixers?
Shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them.
Shake them.
Milton, his emergence allows you to do this. His ability to defend and make threes. And now it changes the geometry of the floor. Ben Simmons is the primary ball handler in today's game. All NBA talent, Jacoby, but not a three-point shooter. And amongst playmakers in the NBA, he has been the best over the last couple of seasons. But look at the number of three-pointers that he's made. So you just have to change where you put him on the floor, like Houston did when they traded Clint Capella. So now Russell Westbrook has been leading the league in points in the paint. You're doing the same thing for Ben Simmons. You're putting him on the baseline. You're allowing Joel Embiid to have a lot more space to operate. I really like the decision.
I like the decision too. And I think that Ben Simmons takes too much heat for his lack of shooting and his lack of a jump shot. The guy misses throwing a fish in the lake and all of a sudden the entire internet comes after him for his lack of a jump shot. But I don't think he gets celebrated enough for something that he does on an elite level in the NBA. And that is something that's very important to me. Plays actual defense. Ben Simmons, early in his career, has established himself as one of the best defenders in the league. And when you look at the numbers, when you look at the times when he has defended, look at this. Opponent shooting percentage. That's elite company. Siakam, Davis, Antetokounmpo. Ben Simmons is a great defender, and I think that's really important. But what a lot of this move says to me, it says all of the money that they spent on a gentleman named Al Horford might not be worth it. The Horford experience in Philly thus far has not worked. And when you look at some of those numbers of what it looks like when both Horford and Embiid are on the court and when just Embiid is there and just Horford is there or when they're both off, they're dramatically different. When they're both on the court, their net efficiency is actually in the negative per 100 possessions. And then with just Embiid goes up and with just Horford goes up. Jalen, what do you think about that?
I think that's a little too deep in the numbers because Embiid and that team has dealt with some injuries. And you don't want Horford and Embiid out there for long stretches unless they're playing against the Bucks, going against Giannis and Lopez. That's why you bring in Horford. You also bring him in as an insurance policy for Embiid. So what you need him to do actually has not happened yet amongst the veteran leadership he's going to give you in the locker room. When you put Ben Simmons in the starting lineup at the four, Jacoby, in theory, we're playing in the era of positionless basketball. In theory, he's a power guard, kind of like LeBron was in Miami alongside Bosch. He now becomes the primary defender of the Greek Freak or when the Celtics go small. And so this move is more than just about the offense and unlocking Embiid. It's also about Ben Simmons and the other amazing things he does out on the floor.
And you know, when they picked up Horford and they paid him all those millions and millions of dollars, everyone pointed to the fact that Horford can defend Giannis Antetokounmpo so well, especially in the postseason. Do you think if they faced the Bucks in a series, that would actually give them a little bit of an edge?
Well, you have multiple fouls and bodies you throw at him. You give Embiid some, especially if he's going to be posting up. He's going to try to get downhill. You're trying to keep Embiid in the game. Ben Simmons, because Giannis is so active. Tobias Harris, because of his size and his height, and you need him to be a productive player as well. So you have multiple guys that you can throw at Giannis facing up. But that's when Giannis becomes dangerous making that three. If he's able to make that three-point shot, it unlocks his teammates and his driving kick ability.
Well, something tells me in the last 4 months, Ben Simmons has not developed a reliable three-point shot. But you hinted at something early that has been reliable. When you look at this roster, especially during the offseason, you've got Harris, Horford, Embiid, and Simmons. You think that is your core. But then over the course of a season, a gentleman by the name of Shake Milton really starts to establish himself as a truly important role player on this team. And what does he do that allows them to make this roster move?
Somebody that can initiate offense, make an open shot, and defend, and give a change of pace playmaker. So many times when you watch Philadelphia, Ben Simmons is the only creator. So now he has the ability to do that. I think Philadelphia, along with Miami and Boston, become dark horses in the East to see if somebody can upend the Milwaukee Bucks.
Absolutely. I cannot wait to see this actual basketball play on the floor, but it's already intriguing just to think about the possibility of this new-look 76ers. Jalen, obviously in the Orlando bubble, there's some strict rules about quarantine and breaking quarantine. A gentleman by the name of Rashawn Holmes, well,
no,
he went out to pick up some food. Went out to pick up some food. He just went out to pick up some food, somehow got caught, and now he's back in the quarantine. What do you think about Mr. Holmes going to get some pickup food?
You know the rules, big fella. They told you time and time again, before you entered the bubble, as you entered the bubble, once you got credentialed to be in the bubble, after you quarantined while in the bubble and then got released from the quarantine while being in the bubble, you want to get some carry out and, oh, you violate. Now you have to go back in. It's a learning experience. It's not life or death. It makes me want to look deeper into the box score and figure, do you think a woman or somebody was involved?
Oh,
I don't think so. He wouldn't do such a thing. He wouldn't do.
He wouldn't do something like that. But I do want to know about the logistics. Like, do the valet guys go and get your car? Are they told not to get your car? Did he take a car? Did he get picked up? Did he just pick up food? Was he in the bubble? Maybe he picked up some other things. Who knows? But one thing I know is this, is that I love his mother, because his mother found out about this and she took to Twitter and ended the conversation with this. You only cross the line for mama's cooking. And I was not in Florida, sir. Love you, baby. What do you think about Mama Holmes?
I think that she knows her son. And I was lightweight joking by saying a woman was involved, not knowing you're going to show a tweet from his mom. And she may believe what I said. How about that? But he wouldn't do such a thing. He's such a professional.
He's a professional, and he is back in the bubble quarantine. But there are some notable players that are not in Orlando. And when you take a look at some of these high-profile players that have not joined their teams yet, a couple names stand out to you. Russell Westbrook, Nikola Jokic. We know that they tested positive. But these other names are not yet with their teams, but we don't know if they have tested positive. What do you think about the mystery around this list?
It just lets you know that once you get isolated in a bubble, as you've been saying, that they're going to be a lot safer than they are outside of it. And the NBA and a lot of these local states and provinces and travel restrictions that these players have been under, and or the couple that have contracted coronavirus, are doing it, playing it on the side of safety. And once they get inside the bubble, they can be productive. But a couple of those teams, if they don't get those players, have no chance. A couple of those Nuggets, a couple of those Houston Rockets, and even Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat.
Absolutely. And we've been paying so much attention to the NBA bubble in Orlando, and we haven't been paying enough attention to the WNBA bubble also in Florida. And one interesting story about that is what's happening with MVP Elena Deladon. Elena Deladon suffers from Lyme disease, and her doctor is suggesting to her that that makes her high risk, so she should not enter the bubble and expose herself potentially to COVID-19. Well, the doctors with the WNBA say that's actually not the case, that Lyme disease does not put her at high risk. And this is important because if she does not go in the bubble, that means that the WNBA will not pay her. Jalen, this is embarrassing. This is unfair and wrong. How long do you think it'll take the WNBA to fix this?
You know how we put on for the WNBA. Conversations on this show, you've been at games with your son holding a sign in the air. It just baffles me that one of their owners can speak the tone that she speaks and it doesn't get addressed, that they can arrive in the bubble and see some of the accommodations initially that some of the players saw. And then now, you mean to tell me somebody with a pre-existing condition, you're going to force her to literally choose between her health slash life and or her job slash money. That's disgusting, Jacoby. You can't find a way to just acknowledge that we're going to pay you your salary and you choose what you feel like you want to do, not the other way around. The WNBA should be embarrassed.
It is. It's embarrassing. And this is also much like the Washington football team name. Like, this is so wrong that they're obviously going to fix it. I think that they will pay her her salary. And another thing is this. Her salary is low to begin with. It's not like she's making $45 million. Her salary is too low to begin with. You're not even paying her what she's worth in the first place. And then you're going to withhold that because she's trying to protect herself.
Such a
bully tactic. At the suggestion of her doctor. At the suggestion of her own doctor. You know what?
She's not an essential worker.
By the time we get back on break, the WNBA will probably have announced that they're going to pay her her full salary as she deserves.
It's going to happen.
When we come back, it's going to happen. Me, you, and Method Man, we'll keep it moving. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's Jalen and Jacoby.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for your favorite segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we keep it moving. Jalen, first up, we have an update on how many people have used the Tattletale Hotline in the NBA bubble.
Oh, hit the brakes. Hit the brakes, please, immediately.
According to our guy, Chris Haynes, not a single person has called the quote-unquote snitch hotline in the NBA bubble. I would have thought by now someone would at least made a joke. You know what I mean? Someone would at least made a joke and called up. You can't tell me there's that many 20-somethings down there and not one of them called the hotline. Come on, I would call it the first day.
Take it from a son of a former player and an NBA lifer. Mob rules, my brother. Mob rules. They might as well be doing meetings in steam rooms with mothballs in their mouths. Okay? Not going to be able to do the snitch hotline.
Why in the steam room? Moving on. There's more and more good news about one of your favorite players on one of your former teams. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
Well, once upon a time, Victor Oladipo was not going to participate in the finishing of the NBA season, and now it looks increasingly like he will. Do you think he should play if he can't?
If he's healthy, absolutely. And the NBA is continuing to get some great storylines. Can all of a sudden you interject one of the best players in the game and definitely in the East back on the Indiana Pacers in a wild card scenario in a bubble, enthusiastic to play and healthy and it excites me to think about him and Malcolm Brogdon finally playing together. I remember when he first signed, I was like, he's an underrated playmaker, and him and Victor Oladipo are going to be the best backcourt in the East. And all of a sudden, he's probably going to come back. We shall see.
I would love to see it. Victor Oladipo is one of my favorite players in the NBA. Great personality as well. Moving on, Jalen. The group that is wants to buy the Mets just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
The brakes.
When it was just Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez, it kind of made some sense. But you add to that, and wait for it, Travis Kelce, DeMarco Murray, and Brian Urlacher. Jalen, did they call you? Did you say no or yes?
Well, I would bet that a lot of them, Jacoby, are first-generation millionaires that their family didn't live in the suburbs until they made it to the league or start entertaining. So this is how I've always felt like a couple of these teams should have been able to get purchased. You pull multiple entertainers and athletes together and you try to buy a squad. And one of my favorite teams was Doc Gooden and Daryl Strawberry on the Mets with Keith Hernandez. I absolutely holla at me, A-Rod. I got some got some chips I want to put up. Get at
how much
boy.
Money would you put up? How much money would you put up to buy the Mets?
It depends on how much stake I could get, but it sounds like this is a $5 to $10 million proposition.
There you go. J-Lo, hit up J-Row. Moving on. Tyreek Hill got embarrassed, and it's on video, and I want to show it to you. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
Dog, hit the brakes.
I know you've seen this one by now, but let's check in on Tyreek getting some work in. There he is, just playing some defense. Oh, nice. What do you think of that?
That was a nice catch. And by the way, can I just do this? So many times people talk about the best receivers in the game, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham, Michael Thomas. Can y'all put some respect on Tyreek Hill's name? That's one of the reasons why Patrick Mahomes just kind of signed a 10-year contract, because he's adept at getting open and making plays like that. But shout to that young fella who made that catch on him. That was awesome.
So, Jalen, take us behind the curtain, because that just brought to mind something. Patrick Mahomes didn't make potentially $500 million on his own. He had a lot of help from the people around him. Do you think that there's some sort of protocol where he just, you know, kicks back a little bit of some of that money in a certain way with a present or a gift or something to the people that allowed him to get that contract?
Well, number one, he already did by going 10 years, 500, and ending any conversations of whether he's going to be leaving and going somewhere else. That's big for your superstar player. Now, everybody else can be invested because they know he's going to be there. And don't sleep on the fact that they're going to be able to adjust his contract along the way. They have put together the type of weapons. Shout to their GM. Shout to Andy Reid. They've done a terrific job of building a coaching staff. Like, they have something special. Let's see how many championships they can win.
Oakley has unveiled the sort of mask that they'll be using in the NFL season to
keep
help fight the spread. Okay,
keep
moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
We now know when we will see the very first live game action of our girl Sabrina Ionescu in the Liberty jersey. Jalen, she will go up against Breonna Stewart in the debut of the WNBA season, and I can't wait to see her in those Liberty colors. I am now the biggest Liberty fan that you know.
And that says a lot as Sir Die Easy, that does the best job of rooting for a team and or a player and then forgetting about them. For some strange reason, you've adopted Ionescu and it stuck. Maybe it was the triple doubles. I don't know. Putting up work in college against UConn. I don't know. But for some strange reason, her and Stewart stuck. How did they do it? What happened in your heart?
I just love Sabrina's game so much. And she's local. And it's a New York team. And you know what? I think Lobo was on the Liberty at one point, and I love Rebecca Lobo. Moving on. I have updated information about the TV show Power. Are you interested?
Oh, hit the brakes.
Power Book 2 Ghost is set to debut in September. How many times will you watch the debut episode?
150. And there's going to be people that are like, oh, he's joking. But seriously, 75? Because here's what happens.
Just watches them over.
When you get a chance, go up to somebody that think they know about Power, start asking them about characters' names and what their strengths and weaknesses are and what they do. You'd be like, oh, yeah, the guy that was the other drug dealer, or the guy that was sitting in the back of the car. Oh, yeah, the guy that walked into the store.
Oh, God, I love you as much as you love Power. When we come back for the 200th day in a row, we have an update.
Got to get my guy contract. Curtis Jackson on the show.
You got to give the people, give the people what they want.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Thanks for joining us on television. Make sure you subscribe and download our podcast as well, where we always have exclusive content. And Jalen, we have an update on Dak's contract. It looks like there will not be a new contract for Dak, as his agent said that there's no plans for them to discuss it as the deadline looms. What do you think about that move from the Cowboys, Jalen?
This is not a good decision by the Dallas Cowboys. You got to find a way to lock up your franchise quarterback long term. The best quarterback in football just got a 10-year deal, which means if you got somebody that you feel like is your starter for a long time, you got to at least be looking to give them a 4 or 5 year deal at top dollar. This is just basic operating procedure, especially when you've taken care of every other player on the defense and the offense but your quarterback. You have to find a way to get this done when Carson Wentz and Jared Goff are getting paid more. You have to take care of your guy. Matthew Stafford gets paid by the Lions top dollar. Dak Prescott should be getting paid top dollar for a long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys. I don't believe they haven't gotten this done yet.
They need to get it done. And don't forget, Dak has been playing at a major discount his entire career. It's time for him to get paid.
You already got the discount.
It is also time for news that matters. NBA sharpshooter Troy Daniels posted this on the internet from the NBA bubble. He was just getting a fit off. So he put it up on Instagram. He's getting a fit off. And then, of course, J.R. Smith, whom I love, said, "Bro, where are you going?" And he responded that he was going down to the lobby for a drink and then coming back to the hotel room. Jalen, what do you think about him getting the fit off for the lobby bar?
This that bubble life. He like, I might run into somebody that work for the hotel. I might work just run into somebody that work for the media. I might run into somebody's entourage. He just like, he just trying to keep his options. So,
you know what? If my girlfriend was a bartender at the lobby bar at one of these hotels, I would be very concerned about every shift she went
you
out.
You should
on.
Be.
Every shift she
you
went
should
out.
Be.
Every shift she went out. You know, because I don't have a lot of confidence that you have. I would be very concerned if my girlfriend was a lobby bartender in the NBA bubble. Shout out to you, Troy Daniels, though. I see the outfit. You're not really going. You're not putting the outfit on for the lobby bar. You're putting it on for Instagram. We all know that. Jalen, today is a very special day. Can you tell us why?
July 14th, happy birthday to my oldest daughter, Queen Mariah Christian Rose. Your intellect, your discipline, your focus. She's doing amazing at the University of Georgia, Jacoby. I'm so very proud of her. And she represents the Rose name to the fullest. Happy birthday, Mariah. I love you very much. And when you look up Jacoby in another 5 or 10 years, whatever you see Maria Taylor doing in media, Mariah Rose is next.
Mariah, happy birthday. Please don't take my job when you graduate from Georgia. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Make sure you listen to our podcast right now. It is time for Highly Questionable with Dan Levitan.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jalen, we always say we get the people that we want. Part of that is doing exclusive content for the podcast. And you know what? We sold out. And we got away from something that used to be so important to this program. Voicemails. We were always listening to the people, getting the voice of the people literally in the show every single day. You know what happened? We sold out. They put us on ESPN. And we just stopped caring about the people. And I can't go backwards in time and redo all the shows that we've done during the quarantine. But moving forward in time, we got to hear from the people. We got to hear from you. So, Jalen, what number do they call?
98580-JALEN.
Yeah, Jalen. I'm impressed. You know what? When I asked the question, I wasn't 100% sure of the answer myself, to be honest with you. I'm an out of sight, out of mind person. Like, I feel like when they reopen the office, I'm going to have to, like, get everyone's name all over again. Like, every single person that we work with. I'm not. guy the host get up again? Oh yeah, Michael Greenberg. Got it. Okay. We have some news. Seems like winning a Super Bowl is extremely lucrative because Pat Mahomes could make up to $503 million.
Where Mahomes?
And now we have this from Raekwon DeShefter. I know you don't like it when I call him that. Chiefs down lineman Chris Jones gets a four-year deal worth up to $85 million and gets $60 million in guarantees. And here's the part I really like about this. I just like it when they give you $37 million at signing. I just like that. Like, I like the lump sum. I love the idea of just getting a wire transfer into your checking account of like $15 million or whatever it is after taxes. I don't know, 30, so probably $20 million. Just get $20 million wired into your account. Like, I don't even know what to do. I'd go right to the bank and be like, is this real? This is really mine? So what do you think about them locking up Chris Jones?
Well, that math ain't 50%, first off. If you say his guarantee is what, 38?
37. I said it was 37, so it's so I'd say after taxes, so half, about that is $20 million. 18.
So less than 18. He's going to get,
you get a little bit more than half.
Right, you're right. You did say that.
You get a little more than
but
half.
But let me make a bigger point. You're exactly right. Let me make a bigger point. That Patrick Mahomes signs a historic deal, and rightfully so. The next day, Adam Schefter, my brother, hail to the victors, support his podcast too. Shout out to his daughter. She's going to be a media star too. He comes out the next day and says, well, you know, NBA, NFL teams are strapped for cash. And they're going to sign people to 1 or 2 year deals from now on. You know, during the pandemic, you know,
yeah, I saw that.
1 or 2 year deals. Right.
I saw that.
And then all of a sudden, when the backup linebacker comes in the office, they like, well, you saw, you know, that's
pandemic, you know, the economy. We don't even know if we're going to play. There's so much uncertainty.
This year. So much uncertainty. Season.
Yeah, so I don't know if we can make these kind of deals.
We just don't know. You know, we just don't know.
Even myself, I took a pay cut myself. I mean, this affects all of us. It's like the same guy that signed a $500 million contract is like, listen, this is hurting all of us. I don't know if you've noticed, but the economy's down, and I had to take a pay cut myself. So this is just something that we're all going to have to deal with.
Mr. Jones comes in with his agent. It's like, hey, all pro, how you doing?
We want to commit
today?
To you. We want to show you just how much we appreciate you.
We're going to give you 50% less in guarantees than we gave Mahomes. He got 140. We giving you 60. He got 60. He ain't good.
Yeah.
Like, and Mahomes also, and you know gave what? Him a discount. He's supposed to get double in guarantees from Jared Goff and Wentz. He didn't do that.
Before you leave this room, we're just gonna break you off with $37 million. Before you even leave the room, when you walk out of this room, you're gonna be $37 million richer. $37 million richer.
You want the check right now?
Yeah.
You want the check right now?
I would do anything for $37 million. Anything.
Mr. Jones walks out of the office, and then the other backup running back calls. He's like, "Hey, man."
Oh, we don't have pandemic, man. Economy's down, you know.
It. You know.
Oh, yeah. City, football Kansas related City, revenue open back down. Up. I don't even know if we're going to be able to recoup this cable money with these deals that the league got. Roger Goodell took a pay cut. Roger Goodell took a pay cut. So you're going to have to take a pay cut, too. That's exactly how it goes, too. Exactly how it goes. Shout out to Chris Jones, though. And you know what? That's just the way it is, I guess, in business. They don't call it show friends. They call it show business. Oh, do you know who sings that song? Some things will never change. Bruce Hornsby, I think the guy's name is.
Bruce Hornsby. And one thing,
I'll never forget this. Bruce Hornsby was doing an interview it was like after he won a Grammy for that or whatever. And he's like, you know what I want to tell the kids? I want to tell the kids that you don't have to be inside practicing piano all the time. I was just one of those kids outside playing soccer, and I didn't really dedicate myself to my craft until I was an adult. So don't take it too seriously when you're a kid. I remember seeing that as a kid, and I was like, you know what? Shout out to you, Bruce Hornsby. Let's not take this too seriously. Jalen, we have a quote from Ben Simmons. Quote, I'm a basketball player. At the end of the day, if you know me, if you put me on the floor, I'll make anything happen. What do you think about that?
Who said that?
Ben Simmons. Not Bill's son, Ben Simmons.
It's the era of positionless basketball. I remember talking to Skip Bayless about this 10 years ago on First Take. It's when LeBron was playing with the Miami Heat, he was basically a power guard. He's the second largest player or tallest on the floor next to Chris Bosh. That's what they're doing with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. Defensively, he can guard 1 through 4.
Everybody.
Offensively, when the game slows down and it's a half-court set, you just need somebody that can stretch the floor, initiating offense and or doing post entries. Enter Shake Milton's improvement and trust from the coaching staff. If that does not happen, then you don't see this change. So it's a domino effect if you're a coaching staff of developing from within and creating a player that can now be a rotation guy, then be a starter to the point where you can put Ben at another spot on the chessboard.
Jalen, I love Elton Brand. I love what Elton Brand has done with this team. But I have to say I expected more from Horford. Tobias Harris is getting paid a lot of money. And I also expected more from Richardson, didn't you? Like, I thought Richardson was a great fit, 3-and-D. But I don't know if you noticed, but the 3 hasn't really been there. And he's not on the floor enough to make a difference with the D.
This is a team that's going to be judged by the playoffs, because as long as Embiid is going to load manage throughout his career, you have to bring in players like Al Horford and Tobias Harris for insurance. You just have to do it. They're tall players. They're versatile players. They're veteran players. They're going to be judged by how they progress in the playoffs. The way Kawhi Leonard shot them down and sent Joel Embiid off the floor in tears, crocodile style, that's what I want to see, how they respond to that. And so,
Absolutely. Yeah,
the regular season seeding is disappointing, but let's see how they respond in the bubble.
Yeah, and the this year, Tobias Harris has quietly averaged just under 20 points a game, 2 assists and 7 rebounds. I mean, that is good production quantitatively, but it seems like qualitatively he just hasn't had the big games, the big moments that he looked like he was developing into when he was with the Clippers before he came over to the 76ers. And I think you just mentioned something that's important, a moment. I always think about stuff like this, is those 76ers were so close to beating the Raptors, who eventually were champions. Like, those 76ers were so close. That Kawhi shot could have easily bounced out and things could have changed. And that's just kind of the way it goes. And then you have Embiid crying, and then people questioning whether Embiid and Simmons can play together. And that's kind of how it goes. And one series, one shot, one game can change franchises forever. And I'm also looking at another team in the Eastern Conference with that point as well. Milwaukee. Now, it's been so long since we've talked about the game itself and what happens on the floor and the storylines there. But Milwaukee has done its best to put a team and a coach around Giannis to get the most out of him, because Giannis could be a free agent. And if Milwaukee gets bounced in the second round by a hot Miami Heat team or something, you know, do you think you could see Giannis leave Milwaukee?
I hope not. Based on a lot of the things that he said in the microphones about his dedication and want to Milwaukee and wanting to be the guy that helps lead a franchise to the ultimate prize. Now, of course, happiness is everyone's right. But the one thing I learned after I saw LeBron go to Miami, those championships didn't buy love because he left. When I saw KD go to Golden State, those championships didn't buy love because he left. And you know what? Was really unhappy. And so I believe Giannis continuing to go down the path of a Kobe Bryant, a Dirk, trying to play his entire career with a team, Dame Lillard, Tim Duncan, I hope to see him in that vein – And if he doesn't win the championship this year, I believe at some point he will, because he is that talented.
Oh, he is so talented and so young. And I hope he stays in Milwaukee, because I would like to see that team return to glory that that franchise has had in the past, of course, with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And if you think about what that would mean, like, if you, like, when I saw Dirk win his one championship in Dallas, it felt like that meant more than LeBron's two championships in Miami to him, than more than KD's two championships in the Bay with the Warriors. Like, it just feels like when you stick it out, when you commit to a city, commit to a franchise,
I got
commit
one word.
To your teammates, and it actually pays off. It just feels like it means more and is more satisfying.
I got one word that distinguishes Dirk in Dallas versus LeBron and or KD with the Cavs and OKC. Statue. See, that's the difference. Dirk stayed for the legacy play. He didn't ring chase. And we can talk about that not paying off, but it actually does. It really does. And I just gave you the number one example of why.
Listen, we want to hear from you. I'm going to talk to the staff. We're going to make sure that we get voicemails pulled for our podcast exclusive. Not next week, not Monday, but tomorrow. And we will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.